from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. It's official. New Jersey has moved to drought warning status as prolonged dry periods of weather continue statewide. Governor Murphy joined State DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette, New Jersey State Police, and the Forest and Natural Lands Administrator today to discuss the new status and how the public can voluntarily conserve water as well. Meantime, New Jersey firefighters are battling a number of wildfires during a record-breaking dry spell that is affecting the entire Northeast. Since early October, the New Jersey Forest Fire Service has responded to 537 wildfires, a more than 1.3% increase in wildfires over the same period last year, according to a statement from the Murphy administration. President Biden and President-elect Trump showing a unified front today. They met at the White House and both of them spoke of peaceful transition of power in the Oval Office and shook hands. Biden says he'll make sure Trump gets what he needs. Trump says politics is tough, but it will be a peaceful transition. You voted for Trump, but your significant other voted for Harris. Now what? According to the American Psychological Association, relationships are suffering from post-election strain, with one in six adults saying they've ended or considered ending a relationship because of political differences.
I don't think that in those instances it's purely about politics. I think it's more folks feel like a moral injustice has occurred, or perhaps they've personally been attacked, you know, based on groups that they may belong to and identify with.
Jen Velton at CarePlus New Jersey says in those instances, it's unfortunate, but you must maintain healthy boundaries. And sometimes that means not discussing and not having a relationship with those people moving forward. Workers at Newark Airport could see a minimum wage increase.
On Tuesday, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey proposed minimum wage increases for workers at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK International Airports. The proposal ties automatic wage increases to the regional cost of living. To start, three increases totaling $2.25 an hour would be implemented by January 2026. The Port Authority raised the minimum wage for airport workers to $19 an hour last year. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Full House star Dave Coulier says he is battling cancer, revealing his diagnosis on Wednesday's Today show. The 65-year-old says it's stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, with doctors telling him his curability rate is likely upwards of 90%. Coulier says he has tried to retain a sense of reality, but also a sense of humor about his diagnosis. He joked with the Today host that in four short weeks, he's gone from a Virgo to a Cancer. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Drought warning is in effect. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In addition to unseasonably cool temperatures in the forecast, I want to mention the threat for some coastal flooding in the coming days. Persistent northeast breeze pushing some seawater against the shore. That raises concerns for minor to spotty moderate category flooding of tidal waterways. That kicks in tonight. That'll be a possibility for each high tide cycle through Friday. Again, just a heads up. Weather-wise today, sunny but chilly highs this afternoon, only around 50 degrees. You're going to want that jacket, although winds are lighter than yesterday. Some clouds will roll in late tonight. It'll be a cold one, lows in the lower 30s. Cloudy and cool tomorrow, highs near 50 again. There is a chance of a late-day sprinkle or shower, but it won't amount to much. Back to sunshine on Friday and warming up a little, highs push into the mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now across the Garden State, it is 41 in Piscataway, 43 in Point Pleasant, 40 in Camden. Weather is made possible by the Ewing Diner. Looking for a relaxing night out with great food? The Ewing Diner has dinner specials under $20 every day, plus early bird specials weekdays until 8. Bring the whole family for family-style ambiance, now open 24 hours. You can see more at ewingdiner.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.